Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Easter 2023. Today he is explaining how the apparent state of separation has not in the least affected the reality of who we are. Allow yourselves to feel the joy growing gently and unmistakably within you. Dear John and dear friends with whom we share these messages, here's wishing you all a very happy Easter, the day on which we celebrate not only the anniversary of my resurrection, but also the resurrection of each one of you, your return to your natural state, to constant full conscious awareness of your true nature. You are all eternally at one and in the presence of Mother, Father, God, from whom you have never been separated, even for the briefest of instants. All are one. Everyone, every sentient being, is in every moment one with Mother, Father, God. Therefore, to come again to full conscious awareness of this divine truth is unimaginably exhilarating, far beyond your ability, while in form, to even conceive of. So once again, here's wishing you all a very happy and holy Easter. Now, as you continue to wait with enthusiasm for your individual moment of awakening, which is also the collective moment of awakening, allow yourselves to feel the joy growing gently and unmistakably within you. No, you are not imagining it. What you are feeling are the first stirrings of your awakening. So accept those feelings and delight in the dissolution of any remaining doubts to which you may be clinging. You are all my dearest brothers and sisters, and I would never mislead you. Your dream of awakening is not a dream. It is but a growing awareness of your eternal divine nature, as deep within yourselves your knowing of this truth intensifies. Love is all. There is only love. Our single and only need is for love, and we are all enveloped in it and embraced by it in every moment of our eternal existence. It is what we are, eternally one with and in the presence of Mother, Father, God. Therefore, there is absolutely nothing to fear. Ever. Fear is unreal. A construct of that part of the mind that chose to experience the unreality of separation from Source, something that can never happen except as an imaginary and unreal state, and only for as long as the free will desire to experience it is maintained. That desire is dissolving very rapidly as more and more of you become aware of the insanity of attempting to live in that state where the unreal, fear, fills your minds with an endless array of anxiety-driven what-if thoughts and scenarios. This collective and growing awareness of the unreality of your seemingly separated state is the major aspect of your awakening process, and it is gently but firmly and rapidly nudging you ever closer to the moment of your awakening. That moment is imminent, and you are no longer willing to maintain your belief in the unreal state that is and has been your daily experience for eons as anxiety-driven humans in form. The time for time, for an illusory sense of separation from Mother, Father, God, is coming to a well-deserved point of termination. You never needed it, but you chose to experience it, and now you have collectively changed your mind and are in the process of closing it down in order to return to your infinite state of normality that is reality. Nevertheless, while living as humans in form, you have also allowed yourselves to experience many meaningful lessons, lessons that you could only have learned by experiencing that intense sense of separation that is the major aspect of being seemingly limited by your human forms. You are all, all sentient life forms, the beloved, loving, and wise children of God, and you have over the eons enormously expanded your self-knowledge as differentiated and individuated beings, while at the same time remaining totally and completely at one with your ever-loving source. That may seem to suggest to you that you have gained in wisdom from the unreal separation experience, but that is not the case. You have, since the moment of your creation, always been infinitely wise and loving. It is just that while undergoing the unreal and short-lived experience of separation, you have also been engaged in the ongoing and endless expansion of creation. Remember, separation is impossible. You are creators, and creators are endlessly expanding and extending love and wisdom. The infinite field, or if you prefer, ocean, atmosphere, galaxy, universes. That is all that is Mother, Father, God, and this oneness is always complete, indivisible, and yet infinitely expansive. To attempt to explain truth, reality, Mother, Father, God, Source, in words is totally unsatisfactory, and yet, as beings in form, you want to understand what God is, and words are what you use to elucidate thoughts and ideas. So we tried to explain, but truly the attempt will always be utterly inadequate, as you will fully comprehend when you awaken. During these last few moments of life in the illusion, continue to go within as frequently as you can each day to reset and intensify your intent and desire, and that of the collective, to reawaken into reality. Doing so most powerfully increases the effectiveness of just being, the major and most emphatic manner in which your presence on earth in this moment is assisting in bringing this divine plan for humanity to its magnificent and inevitable moment of bloom, blossom, and fruition, divine completion. Your loving brother, Jesus.